the book Hebrews, part 249. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also internationally. Should you require any of the books which I've written, again, I'm going to say Israel's Rapture, which I will promote maybe more than ever, because of the chances by our government, which looks like it, to ban anything which got to do with Israel as a whole. So obtain this book, and this is not a marketing stunt, it's a fact. Should you require any information, you can contact me at my WhatsApp numbers, plus 27 international code 0722-367-124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in our study, you are so very welcome. But I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, to everybody that matters. Make sure that you have at least a 1611 King James Bible, or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Like I said in every message, we're still busy with Hebrews chapter 11, but we're busy with a confirmation scripture, Hebrews 12:17. Now he says here, for ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessings, he, Esau, the blessings was meant for him, Esau, but he sold it off as if there was no real inheritance in it. As if there was no real promise in it. And that's why we as your first must make very, very, very sure when doing our studies that we don't make certain things off as nothing. Just because the churches and dogma and theology and the things that we were learned or taught through our Protestant Bibles were just made off to be nothing. Because when the time come, when the time will come, that is when the truth shall set you free. When the time comes. He says, for you know that how that afterward, when he, Esau, would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. I think that is certainly one of the biggest disappointments that you can receive. To have the birthright of the first son. To sell it off as it is nothing special. And then on the end of the day, find out that what you have rejected is irreplaceable. You can't get it back. It's gone. I'm just glad of one thing, and that is that we today in 2024 is living in the time of grace. And grace is abound. In the last more than 2,000 years, grace has never changed. Churches, church dogma, teachings, theology, that has changed. Many a times to the one side and then to the other side and then to the top and then to the bottom, then forward and then backwards. It changed in every generation. But the grace in the revelation blood of Yahushua has never changed. And that grace blood you can only obtain through repentance. Hallelujah. Acknowledging that we are sinners, or were sinners. We are not. We are Yahweh's. But I'm talking to somebody now that does not know Yahushua, that maybe hasn't made a decision in him or her life yet to accept Yahushua as their personal Redeemer and Savior. Not understanding that you are part of an inheritance. Of eternity. I wonder if you were a battler all your life and never had anything. And suddenly an attorney will phone you and say, are you Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so or whoever? And he will say, yes. He says, come to my office. You are named one of the heirs or the heir of so-and-so and so. You might not even know the person who has died. But getting there, and like I said, being a struggler and battling to make ends meet all your life, suddenly you find that you've inherited millions of dollars. Somebody that you don't even know. How life-changing can that be? Putting yourself in a position to have things that you maybe never in your life had. To give things to your family that you were never in a position to give them. Although you were a hard worker, trying everything, but money only goes that far. And suddenly there is an abundance. I think that first night you won't sleep. You will just take that wool and just frame it. Hang it in the room. Just look at it. Get used to it. Can you imagine what difference does it make? Suddenly discovering that there is a will that was written more than 2,000 years ago, which makes you and me the sole proprietor of that will, the sole owner. A will that's not written in blood of doves and lambs and sheep, but a will that's been written in the blood of Yahushua, with a promise standing in bold letters that says, you shall live although you have died. I think there's no greater endorsement. Letters that just stands out. That says that your sins are forgiven. My sins. Do you really know who I am? My sins are forgiven. Somebody died for my sins. Somebody gave his life for me. Not even knowing him. Living an unrighteous life every day of my life. Not even maybe growing up in a Christian home. Died for me. Has given me an inheritance. But this is the inheritance that you can't compare it with dollars and euros and pounds and different world currencies. That is grace. Grace has set me free. Grace today that can set you free. Having an inheritance without even realizing it. Inheritance that can change my life and can change my family's life and can change my friends' lives. And that is what I compare this great revelation of the revelation names of Yahshua and the Ruach HaKodesh. It is life changing. It is amazing. It is something unthinkable. The name that has been withheld from us, which was given in heaven and in earth, as the word says. There in Hebrews 1, I think it's verse 6 or 7, where Yahshua says, I will be a father unto you, and you will be a son unto me. Receiving a name above every other name, in heaven and in the earth. How privileged are we? In this 21st century, 2025, to be able to sit and study the word of an inheritance that we might never even thought of. But the Bible says here that Esau tried to repent. Listen what it says. For you know that how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. The word says that we need to live in total holiness. There's a condition in this clause of this in this testament, this New Testament of eternal life. After coming to repentance, after being immersed, that's only the beginning. It's not where it is stopping. The clause is to live in holiness the rest of my life. Yes, it might humble that we might happen that sometimes we might stumble, but we will, through the grace of Yahshua, we will not fall. And remember, if it happens that you stumble, there are consequences. Like any father bringing up his son or his daughter, not walking as he wanted them to walk. There is consequences. And this life where we are living in is full of consequences. The condition of this testament is to walk by faith, not by sight, living in total holiness. I want to say it in brackets. Living, trying to live in total holiness every day of our lives. And you know what? Father Jaffa would not have had foreseen for us, myself and you, to receive this type of testament if he didn't think we can make it. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right here because there's a bit more I need to say. Till tomorrow morning if his father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.